Well, let's go out in the street and have a little street ball.
Let's talk to street ball, because I've had it with you both, frankly. What's up? James Strebel, See You Blue, street ball, round daddy. Hey.
Hey, guys. Sounds like I'm interrupted a kind of a sensitive moment here.
No, it's not a sensitive moment.
No, it's just Matthew being Matthew.
Now, let me ask you something. If somebody asks you a question and, as a producer, and says, do you want me to play some Creedence Clearwater Revival? And I say yes. And they go, okay. And then they turn around and play some crap.
AC/DC.
Yeah, it's great. I love AC/DC. But why ask the question? Why ask the question if you're not going to do it?
But you know what? That's a good point.
Thank you.
And what CCR song would you prefer he played? Like, what's your top of the tops for CCR?
Any CCR. And by the way, we're playing it because I got to tell him, Mikey.
I don't care.
Mikey, his whole life, thought that it was Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I thought they were making fun of me.
He thought they were a bunch of Creedence playing. I mean,
serious.
Yeah, that's right. So for the next year at least, this will be good. So we were going to play some more CCR, that's all, until Angelo screwed it up.
Oh, Angelo, I like CCR too. That's
okay.
A shame.
Yeah, well, we'll find it.
You guys be nice to Angelo.
Yeah, we will be.
He's new here.
Yeah, we will be. I'm going to run him out of here. all right, we got some really important stuff to talk about. But before we get to the spring game, can you explain to us, where do you live?
I live in Louisville.
Okay.
Louisville, Kentucky, yeah.
Louisville, Kentucky? Thank you.
Are you
we
sure?
We were confused. Can you explain to us... why? What was the station?
WLKY.
WLKY was not allowed to show footage of the Louisville spring game on TV. Do you know why?
Oh, no one was allowed to show footage of the Louisville spring game. They had a media blackout.
Why is that?
I don't know. Bobby Vitrino he's Bobby Vitrino. That's all I can say. He's like a major jerk. No one knows why he does the things that he does. He does not have a good relationship with the media in this town.
Shocking.
Shocking. Yeah, Bobby Vitrino doesn't make a lot of friends anywhere he goes. So, no, like Kentucky's spring game was on the SEC Network on Friday night. You know, plenty of publicity. You can see clips of it afterwards. There was no televised Louisville spring game. There were no clips. It wasn't on the radio. There's absolutely nothing. So unless you paid your $1 or however much it was to get into the gate, you couldn't see anything of the Louisville spring game. So all the stats and everything were just online or in the newspaper. Everything else was just a blackout.
U of L is just a cesspool over there, isn't it?
It's the worst. You know what? I mean, I love living here because I think Louisville's a nice town and it's a good town to raise a family. But as far as a university and a sports program, there aren't many worse than the University of Louisville. It's insane. And the fans and the media here just let it go. They don't ask hard questions. They're not critical. If anybody criticizes Tom Jurich in this town, you're immediately, you know, the worst person in the world. Like Papa John had the audacity to call out Jurich, and all of a sudden, we're not putting any more Papa John's pizzas, even though his name is on their football stadium.
Yeah, I wonder how long that contract is for.
He's on the board of directors, athletic board of directors.
Yeah. And the board of trustees. He's newly appointed. He's given millions of dollars to that university's athletic programs, and he called out Tom Jurich one time for being invisible as far as coming to meetings and letting people know what's going on, and all of a sudden now he's the bad guy.
Ridiculous. All right, I don't want to talk about Louisville anymore. I just thought maybe
I like talking about it.
As the insider that you are, you might have knowledge, but apparently you don't.
We didn't know that. I just assumed it was WLKY because of what
they
did.
But it was everybody.
Which was really very creative by them drawing
stick figures
and showing it.
I tweeted out that the stick figure they had of Bob Petrino was like the closest to human emotion we've ever seen from him, was that stick figure.
All right, let's talk about the UK spring game. It was pretty cool. Takeaways from the game. Were you there, by the way?
No, I was. I had to watch that on the television. But from what I saw, I mean, this is no doubt Steven Johnson's team. He's gonna start game one. I don't think there's a quarterback controversy. But
Gunnar Hoke.
Gunnar Hoke. Yeah, he's the story coming out of that spring game. He looked really good. I really like the offensive line, the starters. It looks like the defensive line has some depth now. You know, the new guy, Boogie, was definitely causing some problems for that second string offensive line. And, you know, just look, the team looked good. As far as the receivers are concerned, Kayon Ross looked good. And, you know, there's not a lot to glean from the spring game.
It's hard. It
really is, because we've seen guys in the past shine at spring games and then disappear during the regular season. But it gives us a good idea of what we can expect from some guys. It just gives me better hope that there's a backup quarterback that we can trust, one way or the other, really.
And we still, of course, there will likely be a competition among three of them now, because you got to think that Barker's going to be in the mix for the backup quarterback position anyway. I agree with you. I think that it's Steven Johnson's team, no doubt about it. And why would you even open it up to anyone? What he did last year, he deserves to be the starter.
Absolutely. He deserves to be the starter. He will be the starter. Now, that doesn't mean that he might have a shorter leash than most of your established starters would, based upon what we saw from Hoke. And then if Drew Barker does come back and is 100% and looks more like the quarterback we saw in the game against Southern Miss than we did against Florida and New Mexico State. Because I really believe that he was injured early in that Florida game. He just looked completely out of sorts compared to what we saw against Southern Miss. But yeah, we're going to have multiple backup quarterbacks. We're going to have guys that I think we all feel comfortable with coming in. Because last season, if y'all remember, when Johnson came in, everyone was like, well, what the heck's going to happen now? There wasn't much hope. And luckily, he turned out to be quite a ball player and got Kentucky to their first bowl game since the Joker era.
Well, the future certainly looks bright at the quarterback position anyway. That's the way you have to look at it or approach it. I mean, with these two guys, it's good for the future.
Well, that and there's just depth all around, finally. You know, it's still not the depth that Stoops wants, but there are multiple guys at multiple positions. You know, years ago when he first took that job over, there was no depth, okay? You had some guys that were decent starters, and then you had basically guys that would make Eastern Kentucky's football team, and that's really about it. And that's no slight against Eastern Kentucky. It's just the reality of the situation. They weren't Division I SEC football players.
Right.
Well, now he finally has that caliber of player, you know, at least two deep at just about every position on the field. And that's something that Kentucky hasn't seen since Rich Brooks. So things are turning around. He was about as happy as I've heard him after a spring game since he's been at Kentucky.
Yep. All right. Well, do us a favor. By the next time we talk to you, can you find out why Louisville pulls this crap? Seriously, get on it, all right?
I'll do the best I can. Even my buddies that work at ESPN Louisville don't know the answer, so I'll poke around and see what I can find.
Ask Drew Diener. He'll know.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Thanks, man.
One thing, though, I got to tell it to him. You know what we say around here, the only good thing to ever come out of Louisville?
What's that?
I-64 heading east.
You know what? I agree with you.
See you, pal. Thanks,
bye,
man.
See you, guys.
All right, James Streetball. James Strebel from Sea of Blue.
Round Daddy.
At Round Daddy, you can follow him. We'll be back, hour number three. It's Matthew and Mikey on ESPN Sports Radio.
1300 WLXG in Lexington.